Tripping, I know you gon' keep it. They say I'm deep, you know this shit get deep. You reap what you sow, you know I'm dealing with reaping. The rain on every street inside my reach. They gon' drop that bag like they were finished eating. Cause I drop that bag and I got power with that timing like I'm Kenny Eaton. And I'll be there for you as long as you need me. Straight up.
It's like we watched each other grow. Went from teenagers to adults together. And you'll never forget that. And I think part of the reason why we hold on to something so tight is we feel something so great won't happen twice.
And you know I fuck you like no other nigga.
Oh, yeah.
You know I know you could do better, but can see you with no other nigga. And you know I probably couldn't be the perfect husband to you. But you know my kids look up to me more than the father figure. You know in the hood I'm B.I.G. and they out getting bigger. When I get them M's, you get that baby Bentley. Mother's Day, you get that Mercedes with it. And I know your new man will probably hate a nigga. If he hurt you, you know I get him missing. And I know you probably hate a nigga. Feel like we wasted all this time. I know some shit just cannot be forgiven. I wasn't comfortable with how we living. Communication, where we live together. This shit feels just like we visit. And I thought this shit was 50-50.
But it ain't adding up. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, man? Good Tuesday, man. You're tuned to another episode of the Peas of the Pod Podcast with your boy Jay with the E. Yeah. My lovely co-host, y'all, man. You know what the fuck going on. As you can tell, I don't know now. You know? But as you can tell, we got some new ambiance going. You feel me, my boy Yusuf? My dog hate when I tell Kyle over that, man. You know what I'm saying? What's happening though? I appreciate y'all for tuning in again this week. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know Tuesday's my favorite day, man. You know what the fuck going on. But today's topic though is men love unconditionally and women love conditionally. You know what I'm saying? Like it is what it is. Twin, you feel what I mean? Like, hold on, I might be can edit that right quick. Y'all tap in with them comments, man. Let me know you in here, man, so we can get it started, get it chumping. You feel me? I don't feel like motherfuckers asking me what's the topic today.
Just pin it at the top.
Yep. Hold on. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that bitch in the comment.
Yeah, just put it in the comments and pin it.
Oh!
Let's turn that down.
You hear me? All right, nah.
Just go ahead.
That motherfucker vibrating around that bitch. What's happening? Hey, it's my birthday too, y'all. Shots up. What we doing?
You better make sure y'all tell him happy birthday in the comments.
We ain't got to do all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Before y'all even get started, thank you.
thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Birthday song
wait,
for you, Jay.
Happy birthday.
Sing that shit, little nigga. Oh boy, that funny as fuck.
Hey Zion, said happy cake day, brother.
Hey man, I appreciate it, man. How y'all doing, man? Hold on. I'm trying to goddamn get us in here. Hey guys.
Roz.
Hey Ray.
I need to watch something to cook. Okay then. Okay. My dog in it. What are you cooking, Rod? Let me hear something right quick.
Y'all got the peach cobbler stuff.
Oh. Jay didn't go get it.
What peach cobbler? She supposed to make y'all peach cobbler?
Nah. Jay was supposed to go get them
sponsor,
shakes.
Man.
The sponsor. He ain't go pick up the sponsor.
Raz.
I Raz remember, but not me. All right, man.
Next week for sure.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going.
You ain't
going
to do that.
All right, man. That's the topic right there. Men love unconditionally. Women love conditionally.
You know okay, so yeah, break that down.
What you mean?
What you mean by that? Like, what you mean? Men love unconditionally. We love conditionally.
Cause like,
well, first off, people know the? I think people be using words they don't know the definition of.
Oh, you talking about me?
No, not.
She's talking about men do love unconditionally. You think so, Raz?
Yeah, men love unconditionally. When a man like loving somebody, bro, he just it's just that. What do men get out of a relationship, bro? Other than love?
I feel like y'all get a safe space. Y'all love. Get somebody. No, that's...
Right. You about to start on with the bullshit.
No, that's not.
You about to start the bullshit.
Y'all
love.
Do. Y'all get a lot.
All that categorized under love.
Y'all feel like that's what that
that's
is?
That's all we get. That's all. Name something else. Name something else.
Hey, Dame Dollar said, what up, Jay?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Tariq Jones, a happy glow day.
What's happening, man? Appreciate it.
I feel like if you're in a real relationship, it's definitely like a give and take type of situation.
Man, only thing a nigga gonna get out of a real relationship is love. There's nothing else. Nothing.
I don't believe that. So okay, what
but
you,
can
so,
you tell me?
No,
what
just, can you I thought you talking about love. I'm saying you get a safe space.
Love.
You about to piss me off.
On a fucking safe space.
That's, a that lot don't of come men with don't love. Feel safe with who they're with.
He don't love them either.
So you, well, I mean, it depends on how people have been brought up too. You got to think about that too.
All right. So Ross said, I don't know. I've gotten unconditional love, but I do feel like women love unconditionally more. Like I said the other
Raj,
day, I've seen more women give their all for a man versus a man give his all.
Facts.
When y'all give y'all all that shit be is all of your feelings. It don't be like all your money or fucking all
woman,
your...
That's not every woman, especially depending on... You got to think about who you dating. You got to date the person that you feel like matches you, at least in my...
You see how like I just stood on the business of my comment? And I ain't trying to like...
You ain't trying to change it.
Cause like, it's nothing
you can say. But that's
true, though.
I ain't never met no man who really just give a woman they all just...
What?
Nah. Like, it seems like it take y'all damn months and years to kind of figure out, like, okay, this... Well, no.
Because sometimes y'all can't...
You probably really didn't
sometimes
like...
Sometimes y'all can't tell when a nigga give me his all, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because a nigga ain't what? Telling you... And I love you.
But that be the main thing. It's like, y'all don't say nothing. Y'all don't communicate well.
Niggas do not communicate well at all.
It
take a nigga to be hurt one time.
There's women that don't communicate well either.
What? So, what does Zaya say?
But who?
Zaya lying.
Bye, Jay. No, I've seen women love their partner more than they
have
love
you
themselves.
It ain't matter what you think you've
see,
seen.
And that be the problem right there. Especially when you start loving somebody more than you love yourself. That's when the feelings really take over. And that's when you get fucked up. That's when you start crashing.
And my girl says she cooking barbecue ribs? Okay,
at.
Then Rossi went to the A and started whipping up barbecue sauce.
Oh, she shot a text.
As you should.
No, she sent him in the
See, Chanel, hey, even Chanel agreed with me. She said that part. Thank you, Chanel.
Most men leave with what they can do for a woman. So if she sticks around, that's what she's there for. Bro, that's real shit though. But in this day and time, like what woman you know that you could just love? Nigga.
It's not
you ain't spending no chicken. You ain't bringing no sustenance to that woman's life. You ain't helping her. You ain't doing this, that, and the third, bro. You're not gonna be.
But then
love.
In another instance, when y'all do finally find somebody who actually do all the things that y'all want, y'all fuck that up.
Girl, shut
that's
up.
Just facts. Y'all
girl,
do.
Girl, shut up.
So
no,
I'm lying. No, I'm lying.
No.
I'm not like. I'm glad you said no.
Cause I'm not. One thing about niggas, we kind of different than y'all. Cause like. That'd be women who can hop from situationship to situationship to situationship to situationship. Especially like a nigga. If I got my feelings in one situation, bro, and that shit ain't work out, I can't just bring my feelings into a new situation just because me and you got some dealings. Now, y'all be different. Y'all kind of can't get over a nigga without getting under another nigga.
No. She well, is. A lot of women do that, she but is. I just feel like that's not the best way to respond to somebody. It's you just went and fucked a whole nother nigga, and this nigga, he don't, said, he well, really don't give a damn. He really don't like you now.
I said, she said, that's not the best way, but that's what they do.
Yeah, that's not the best way, but they do that.
Yeah, that's what
but they, that doesn't make sense, because now you just fucked a whole new nigga, and that, what you do it for.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
the when, nigga don't even care that you fucked a whole
that
nigga.
That goes down to, like, what niggas do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be trying to do what niggas do, bro. If a nigga cheat on you, bro, that nigga did not wake up and say, I'm gonna hurt my bitch today. But when y'all go cheat back, what are you trying to do? You have the intentions of hurting somebody. That nigga ain't had the intention to hurt you. He just the flesh won. You know what I'm saying? The flesh wins sometimes, bro. It be like that. But come
and
on,
don't make it right.
It be a nigga y'all hadn't had y'all eyes on for a little second. You about to go ride the shit out of him and.
I feel like when I like a nigga, I don't see nobody else. If I'm really locked in with you, I don't see no other nigga.
Y'all wouldn't be saying that shit, boy.
That's a fact though. When you really like somebody, you don't see nobody else.
I know some
touch. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He making sure you straight. He making you feel loved. He making you feel secure. You don't see nobody else.
I know some touchable untouchables. You know what I'm saying? Like, then on top of that, bro, y'all be loving the nigga that. Yeah, he doing what he supposed to do for you, but he ain't doing what he supposed to do by you. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm providing, I'm doing this, that, and the third. Should you still love that nigga? He ain't going away. Well, you
a motherfucker ain't gonna goddamn reap the benefits of what I built.
Head ass. Well, you know
so
what I'm
stupid.
Saying?
Like bitch, what? Word, what around? Bro, why would you wait for that? You done built that nigga up for the next bitch, and guess what? He's still gonna fuck with you and the next bitch just because you keep letting him do it.
Tell me online though, chat, like. As a man, bro, what do we get out of being in a relationship other than love?
Chanel.
Like, it's nothing else to offer. What Chanel say, man?
She talking about I beat on mine.
I just beat on mine.
What? Who said that?
I don't got time to be beating on niggas. Like, I don't got time for that.
Chanel, you going to jail. Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie. I be itching for a girl to put her hands on me. Boy, I'm gonna call my cousin so fast on your ass. Mm-mm. I promise you, they're gonna dog walk your ass.
Find you something safe to do. Said you can do all of that. I seen a nigga give a bit the world, and she still fuck a nigga with none of
I'm
y'all.
I'm telling you, bro.
Oh my god, listen, I don't understand.
This be the shit, right? Ooh. This be the shit, right? Because women be wanting that nigga who got the who can provide, do all this, that, and the third, bro. He paying every bill, but y'all ain't willing to sacrifice the time that nigga got to go spend to make that money. So now all of a sudden he worked too much. He goddamn don't got enough time for you. You finding the reason, but you sitting at home not doing shit. Like a nigga really don't love you because I'm at work. I work a lot. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying about the conditions behind the love shit, bro. It's always a condition behind that shit. Nigga, you could be doing everything right. You could be doing 9 out of 10 things. That one thing you ain't doing so loud as a nigga, boy. If a motherfucker tired of you for real. But niggas just be loving. Niggas just be loving.
Tired,
like,
everything irritating. You breathing too close to her. Oh, God.
Shit, y'all like be me. Irritating too. Then y'all be trying to throw that fucking pussy on there. That's all we get. Pussy and love. pussy and love. Boy, I be so tired of that pussy.
Is that why y'all go out and fuck other bitches? Because y'all get tired of the same pussy? Is that what that is? Or do like you said, y'all don't wake up and say, oh, I'm about to go cheat on this bitch just because, you know, fuck it. I just want some new pussy today. Like, what is it? Like, y'all just be around a new bitch and just be like, you know what?
That motherfucker get the ringing.
What get the ringing?
Start feeling the heartbeat in that motherfucker.
See, yeah. And you don't think females be feeling that shit when they see another nigga? But no, we pack that pussy up and we take it to the house.
Y'all don't pack that
y'all
pussy
don't
up and take it.
That dick up.
Y'all don't pack that pussy up and take it to the house.
Like, that's what y'all
do. Y'all don't pack that pussy up and take it to the house. You take it to that nigga house. Then y'all be so corny, bro. You will be fucking. Your ass will be telling us, like, oh yeah, I only fuck one person at a time. You know that nigga fucking 16 bitches. So you really think because you're the only person fucking this nigga that we supposed to just take that into, you know what I'm saying? You still nasty. Because you know the nigga fucking, and you still going to fuck.
So you fucking all the other bitches that he
come
fucking.
Come on. Come on.
And y'all niggas don't get checked.
Y'all niggas my ass.
Well, I ain't gonna say you.
You stick that needle in me. Come on.
Draw that blood, please.
Get it up out of me.
Take it.
Get it up out of me. Oh, next week I'm gonna bring Shaquana on here too. Cause a lot of y'all walk around here with that motherfucking shit. And you letting these doctors tell you that they can't cure it. Hey man, listen, man, we're gonna put you on the holistic diet, man. Holistic healing. You feel me? Cause what I mean, like, what like
It is.
What can you lose when somebody else telling you no and somebody else telling you yeah? What you gonna fuck your body up some more? Nigga, you already fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, bro, just take a chance, bro. Like,
no, you already fucking yourself up.
Fuck, man. Yeah, bro, I'm saying though, like,
nigga, get out of here.
Motherfucker to my A, but that get back a motherfucker. I mean, you know, if you call giving up your pussy some get back,
not get back.
That's not get back. You're a whore.
To get back at a nigga is just like, don't give him no access to you. Get you some more money.
I'ma learn my lesson. I'ma learn my lesson so much faster by you just leaving me on red, not texting me back. I seen you post on Facebook. You ain't paying me no attention. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like shit like that. You going to get fucked is not going to do nothing to me. That just shows you where your mind
is really going
to
be like, especially if you thought you was going to go back to the nigga, that's just, you just kill all chances right there.
Come on.
Because you done fucked somebody else.
Come on.
You done gave that pussy away for nothing.
And the nigga might let you come back, but he got down.
Oh, he definitely about to do your... Bitch, don't cheat and go back to a nigga because he going to dog your ass.
That nigga going to do your ass so dirty.
He going to drag you through the motherfucking mud, bitch. You going to be crying. You going to lose so much motherfucking weight, bitch. I'm telling you.
Right, right.
You are going to be skinty by the time he done with your ass. You going to look a... Girl, don't do it.
That motherfucker please say, don't. If you call that get back, then hey, bro, I'm telling you, like, like, what you went and got fucked?
Okay, you ain't cool. Got fucked. That's the easy. And then.
Then y'all be getting fucked by a broke nigga, too. Like, a nigga be having that shit going on. You go just go get fucked.
Like, and I just feel like a nigga is like the easiest thing to get. You went and fucked somebody else. It's just like, okay.
I get niggas. No, you get fucked.
You get fucked.
Y'all do not know the difference.
Niggas though. Y'all do not know.
No, hell no. Motherfucker ain't kept a nigga yet. You on your goddamn 16th situationship since 2023.
Hey, Lanisha's back.
Hey, Lanisha.
Okay, man, what's up?
I cheated and got a baby, and he ended up getting married. So I'm done cheating for real.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
I cheated and got a baby, and he ended up getting married. So I'm done cheating. I guess the dude she cheated with.
Oh, you cheated on him and had a baby in.
And then he went
ahead. Oh, you cooked.
And he left you and got married.
You cooked.
Oh, yeah. When you had that, when you have a cooked. Baby on somebody, oh, you done.
Oh,
you
she feeling like. You feeling like shot it off acrimony. Don't let that nigga goddamn life then bossed up after he got rid of your ass, too.
Ooh, boy.
That would hurt. This supposed to be my boat.
Okay, yeah. This supposed to be my dress. Like, yes, like, girl.
Chanel said, I just feel like just bringing, it's lit up. Just bring the bitches to me at that point. Yeah, Black J with Dink. I'd rather fuck the bitch. He fuck for
that
real.
Shit don't mean nothing either. You could fuck a bitch with a nigga, and guess what? That don't mean shit. He gonna go fuck another bitch still.
Y'all be you saying that shit.
You
think
you be bringing another bitch to the room? That's not gonna change nothing. If he y'all gonna be fuck another bitch, guess what he gonna do? He gonna fuck another bitch.
So you mean to tell me? You mean
like
to tell
bitches,
me?
And I tell a nigga quick, why you gotta cheat? And you know I like bitches too.
What you mean? Why I gotta?
Why
cheat?
You gotta cheat when that you know I like bitches
enjoy that
too?
Bitch. That one nigga wanna enjoy that bitch to himself.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's that selfish shit. Oh, that's selfish as fuck. If I'm willing to share, you're not willing to share, that we got a problem. Especially, you know I like bitches. And it's like, you know I... Come on now.
So you like bitches for real?
Yeah, I talk to girls for real.
You don't talk no girls.
Oh, my God. So yes, I do. Yes, I done ate pussy before. Yes.
Okay, then what the fuck? You eat the Gucci? Okay, then.
But I like girls that look like me. Like, girls who are girly. Girls who go get their nails and they done.
You fucking the dyke,
you cheating. I don't like the boy girls.
That nigga got that motherfucking scrap up underneath your thighs and shit. You cheating.
So what if that bitch fuck better than you? Oh, then bitch, you got to get your shit up then. Like, I mean, that is a thing. Some of these bitches really been out here fucking since they was goddamn 14,
cheating,
15. You
cheating
know, they got a lot
so,
of experience. So they going to fuck the shit out your nigga. So that's one thing y'all got to worry about. Cheating, especially if you a lazy bitch.
Cheating
you
is so
get
overrated.
On.
Cheating is overrated.
Cheating is overrated.
But a lot of times you causing yourself to get cheated on. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but you just said niggas don't wake up and say... Oh, I'm gonna cheat on this bitch today. They
okay,
just
but
do
they
it
don't.
It,
but you, it's a buildup.
So you think? Oh, so okay.
Yeah, like, but you falling short of the glory. You ain't making
it's
that.
Something, it's
you
something
ain't making
there.
That nigga feel wanted. You know what I'm saying? You
I
just
feel like when a nigga cheat,
you get. You don't think we could tell when y'all just giving us some hump pussy here, nigga? Damn, like. Come on, bro. Like, bro,
don't nobody want. But you know, niggas do that too.
Word, bro.
Y'all
but
niggas
you
be like if when y'all don't want to fuck, we could tell.
We like to feel desired too. We like for y'all to, you know what I'm saying, make us feel.
I just feel
wanted.
Like So anything that's another, talking to me, you need to be on my ass. A little bit. I mean, I ain't saying girl, you gotta be up under me all day, but I need you to kind of show me some type of attention.
Ain't nobody doing all that. No.
Why not?
For what?
So you wouldn't show me no attention?
Why?
What?
I mean, I'll show some attention, but like...
Yeah, I ain't saying every day you got to be up under me, but I mean, you're going to show me that you're interested. You're not going to just act like you just so busy all the time.
That's if I'm not... busy, I'm busy. I ain't got to act
don't
like shit.
Don't piss me. You know exactly what the fuck I'm saying.
A nigga ain't
got
to act like shit.
You know what I'm saying.
If motherfucker can't handle me being busy, I'll just be cool with being busy. I swear to God, I'd rather be busy than laid up poor.
No, you feel what I'm saying? No, I don't want nobody that's gonna be laying up with me all day too, because that means damn, you ain't got nothing to do today. Man, you ain't got shit to do today.
That nigga, some of them niggas get around y'all act like they can't get up and catch a plea.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Lanisha said, I like masculine niggas because I'm hard headed for real. You gotta put me in my place.
Girl, that ain't cute. How old you is?
Niggas.
How old you is? Acting like that. I don't like
any
female.
Man I talk to better be masculine. I don't want no girly ass niggas.
I don't like no women who act like they a problem, like, I got to be handled a certain type of way. If you don't come handle, get your maggot ass on.
Some of that bitch ain't no PC cheating.
You say what?
That's what Josh said. He's talking about that bitch ain't no PC cheating.
Word, bro. You know your hoe be goddamn going, man. Your hoe be going, bro. I don't give a fuck nobody say. Especially if you got a little bit of cheese.
I just feel like somebody like me who really...
Hold on. Lanisha really
say... somebody that they like Lanisha them. Say, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I cheated with someone from my childhood. I don't regret my child. It was my decision, so I'm stuck with it. But my child is my world. You cheated with somebody from your childhood. That don't make it. That make it kind of worse.
He's about girl. Wait, go to Josh comment. What Josh the fuck say? Did Josh say? Josh up here talking shit.
What do you say?
Girl had a baby on a nigga. Talk about.
She need to be put in her place. Because obviously she outdid herself. I feel like when you go have a baby on somebody, you really outdid yourself. Like, okay, yeah, you out here fucking, but damn, you had a baby?
Bitch, I might taco your ass.
Oh, bitch. You tell me he about to have a baby on me? Oh, yeah.
I might talk to you about that bitch. I put that bitch in the full Nelson.
And I ain't never put my hands on a nigga. I've never put my hands on a man.
Not only is you fucking, but you fucking raw.
You fucking raw.
And you let this nigga.
And you let this
nigga nut up in you?
Bitch.
Oh, y'all was having some good sex.
Y'all was having great sex.
Y'all was having
you
some
let this nigga nut in you and good you actually had a baby. You waited 10 months.
Y'all
to have a
looking
baby.
Each other in the eyes, kissing sex.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
No.
Swapping spit. Like, blah, blah, blah.
No. Ain't, this definitely ain't no coming back from that. Fuck no.
Fucking raw. Yes. Fucking raw.
Damn.
She said, I'll swing on him and that baby. That's crazy, because, like, you really doing too much. Why the fuck did you go out and have a baby with your goofy ass?
John, but you should have fell on the steps or something.
What you mean?
Fuck that. But you knew that relationship was over right there. Once you got pregnant by another nigga, wow. Baby.
You went too far. You lucky he.
You was done with me.
Girl.
Ooh-wee. Damn, I'll throw up.
Oh, my God.
I'll throw the fuck up.
If a nigga, if it was a nigga, especially that I really was fucking with, and you tell me you having a baby, oh, yeah, I'm going to be sick. I'm probably going to eat for days.
Atria said, I'm a dominant female. I can't stand when my partner be like, we both can't be dominant, and I want to have all the damn fun.
I'm going to get on your ass.
Let me do a split on the D. Choke me and let me get back to my nigga talking about, no, I'll stay. Still, I'd be like, nigga, I like the fuck back.
She
for
said,
real.
Do a split hold on the D.
Okay, now it's different when you like you want to be dominant during sex.
Yeah, that's
because
totally
like
different.
If you just want to ride some dick, okay, cool. But what you mean dominant? Like, ain't no dominant shit going on with no dominant male. I'm a real alpha, bro. You're not gonna make me feel less than an alpha. I'm sorry. Like, we ain't going. You ain't grabbing my butt. You ain't fucking just rubbing on me in type of way. You ain't kissing me anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, burning ain't going, man.
Me personally, whoever I deal with, I want to feel soft around them. Like, I want my man to be dominant and I want to be submissive. Like, I really want to have that. I don't want to always feel like I got to be, you know, tough all the motherfucking time.
Hey, Josh in the bit trying to get some pussy.
What Josh said?
What you say?
That's what Precious. We here for.
Swear to God.
That's what we here
too.
For, right
Y'all
there.
Knock the baby down, because why the fuck would you do that?
Yo, what's happening, man?
Hey, remember last week? Somebody got people in their DMs last week.
What do you say? I'll square up with the baby too on Jesus Christ.
On Jesus Christ.
All right. What we doing?
Oh, Lord.
Everybody getting
it. Cause bitch, that's all I would be saying. Like, I'll just be like, and bitch, you serious?
If your girl cheating though, fellas, you cannot check the other nigga. Like, that's rule.
Thank you, Shaquita.
Rule number one. You always take that up with that woman, bro. That man ain't got nothing to do with that shit, bro. Y'all be acting like a nigga say, oh yeah, I want to fuck Tony bitch today. Like, bro, that bitch going, she going, bro. If she got fucked, you might want to be happy. And just take that on the jawline, you know what I'm saying? Rock out with it.
No, because once a bitch get fucked, y'all just look at us totally different.
Yeah, because for what?
But we don't look at y'all totally different after y'all. Well, nah, I'm lying. Nah, come on.
You look at us totally different. We ain't got no fucking money, though. We don't look at y'all different when y'all ain't got no money. Y'all be in this motherfucker dressed nice with $20 on, including the slides. Most expensive shit be the hell. If that real, y'all get away with a lot. Motherfucker come down with this bitch with a bust down Cuban zirconia around her neck. The nigga don't, ain't no fake jewelry around her, but she got the nerve to talk about niggas with moissanites and shit. Bitch, you ain't got no piece of real jewelry. Hey, you know how you can tell it's a jewelry real? Get a magnet. Rule number one, get a magnet. If you can pick that motherfucker or the magnet twin, that shit ain't real. Let me tell you that now. I don't give a damn how much it shine, it gold plated, whatever. If that motherfucker stick to that magnet, it's over with.
Okay, find you something safe to do. You don't want to know more once you get fucked. Talking about, I swear to God. Okay, but so why do women get looked at so crazy for cheating on a nigga versus a nigga cheating on a bitch? Is that because that's
what makes you want to cheat
y'all in y'all nature? I'm not saying,
like, what make y'all want to cheat though? What make y'all, like, that's what we be saying though. Like, when y'all cheat, bro, y'all are literally trying to hurt somebody. Like, oh, I'm gonna get this nigga back. I'm gonna make this nigga feel like how I was feeling.
How you feel like she ain't cheating just because you ain't doing what you supposed to be doing? You not making her feel loved. You not making her feel secure. She done been voicing to you for how long?
So why you ain't leave?
The same reason why y'all don't leave. The same reason why y'all stick around and y'all cheat on bitches and y'all go back home and y'all lay with them after y'all done fucked.
Y'all be wanting to do everything the nigga do except provide and protect. I'ma stick by that line every fucking day. They want to do everything a nigga do except protect and goddamn provide. Real talk. Cause it's always goddamn.
Well, a nigga do this and a nigga do that. Y'all don't do everything a nigga do.
I'm giving you some real information. That's why women do it. And then a lot of women, they don't cheat until they mentally gone and until they mentally done with you. A lot of women, take them a long time.
A lot of women
to cheat.
Don't even got no fucking mental.
I
y'all just be
that.
Doing shit.
No, that be y'all. No, when I say niggas really be the definition of just doing shit, y'all really just be doing shit just because. Like, y'all be bored or something. Like, some of the shit that y'all do, it just don't make no sense to me.
Man, here we go. Y'all, and listen, the word of the day is accountability. Niggas, we know we fuck up.
And y'all don't be taking accountability.
We know we some fucked up people.
You can have the proof in a nigga face, and guess what they gonna do? They gonna squint real stupid and black and fake. Huh?
That woman,
that's me.
That woman intuition. That woman's intuition only worked for cheating. Y'all don't dream. Y'all don't dream about no fucking winning lottery numbers, no buried treasure, no fucking goddamn, no nothing.
Buried treasure.
No nothing. Y'all just dream about cheating. That's all that shit worked for. It's fucking
cheating.
That's
one cheating. Thing I don't dream about. I could just tell. Your
motherfucker got 1,000 ways to catch that nigga cheating and don't know 3 to catch that, to make that nigga happy. That's why you get cheated on. Hello. Mm-mm. Somebody talk to me. You feel me? Like, you got 1,000 ways to catch that nigga cheating, but you only know 3 to keep that nigga happy. And that sucker dick giving some pussy and cooking the hot meal. That's it. Y'all motherfuckers can't fold clothes. You can't wash clothes. Your clothes come back smelling just like how you put them in the washing machine.
That's for the young girls. That's for the young girls.
All right. You know you got peers that can't cook.
Okay, Quasia, I barely remember my dreams. I be so motherfucking high, I don't want to dream about shit. I just can tell that you a dog ass motherfucker, and it's just gonna catch
lies.
Up with you. Chanel said lies about what?
Oh, we got a nigga look like a mongoose.
Oh, that's my brother in the comments talking shit.
Oh,
damn! Wait, what's that long comment right there? What she say?
He said that nigga like a mongoose.
Josh be here popping shit.
I know Ant Man that Anthony probably thinking the something.
You know he about to troll him. You know he about control.
That nigga about to fucking goddamn. He thinking the song. It gonna come in a minute. No, I'm already knowing. That nigga is not about to go out like that, bro. I know that nigga, bro. He ain't going out like that, bro.
Oh, shit. Wait, what her comment say? What she say?
Are you talking about the long count, Lanisha?
Yeah.
She said, and let me be clear. Let me clear the air. And me and my man was having problems, but we was trying to work on us. But at that point, we was friends because he took a job out of town and we got distant and I got pregnant. He was upset. I got pregnant, but we are still good friends. And he went on and got married and we are still friends. So not too much in these comments.
Okay, no. But listen,
the main you thing is like okay, you really outdid yourself because you had a baby, girl. Like, I don't think he would have cared if you was fucking.
And then, ho,
he just mad because you had a baby.
That's another thing, too. But two things. Ain't nobody would have known shit had you not come on here and say nothing.
That's what I said.
So, I mean, you upset. But you gotta lay that red carpet out there. I don't know if you know how other people comments get, but this ain't no goddamn positive, like. Rick, this ain't the Ricky Lake, no, Mari. You know what I'm saying? You laid that motherfucker out there. You said you wouldn't cheat, and then you got the baby. He got married.
This ain't a listening. We don't.
It sound like he won for real, now. He won.
He got married.
He got a wife.
Yeah, he got a wife.
He got a wife.
Do niggas still want a wife?
What do we? Do y'all come in wife?
Do we come and wipe?
I don't come and wipe no more.
Yes,
they don't come and wipe no more.
Yes, we
do. They only come and fuck buddy. Situation shield.
Nah,
they ain't coming and wipe no more.
Okay, so for the men out there, do y'all want to be a husband? Like, do y'all really want a wife? Like,
I am a husband. I ain't gonna lie. I am a husband. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm on my way to it. So, it is what it is. I'm 33 years old. I ain't got a lot of kids. What is that?
What do y'all come in wife? Repeating your ass.
I'm telling you, bro, they don't come in wife. They don't come in wife no more.
They only do come in wife.
She told me, now I will take accountability because I outdid myself.
You but outdid I just had yourself, to put girl? On the clothes.
Nah, they don't come in wife no more, though, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
All these niggas come in as all they offer is dick.
Because that's all y'all want.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's
y'all be trying
true.
To turn y'all be trying to turn the cheating nigga with 19 kids and 19
see,
bitches
that
into a husband.
Now, that like, I do agree with.
Right. Right. And then y'all be wanting the same nigga. Ooh. Everybody be wanting the same well, nigga. I swear to God. Especially like when the motherfucker get I could tell just off of like when motherfuckers get to sharing my client Xavier. You know what I'm saying? Let him pop up on. He done became some type of sex symbol around this bitch. So let him pop up on this bitch. We be having bitches all shapes and sizes, old, young. It don't matter. Ooh, I got to have me piece of him. You know damn well that nigga's a mean that ain't gonna touch you. You can't even get a nigga with $20 to touch you. Yo, never mind. But I'm just saying though, like it just
$20. Ooh, baby.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how that shit goes. All y'all be wanting the same nigga, bro. All y'all. That's all y'all do. Then y'all be trying to make that nigga into a husband. Y'all be crazy as hell.
That be the main thing. A nigga, once a nigga tell you, they you gotta just believe that shit. You gotta take that shit. You might not like it, but if a nigga straight up telling you, I ain't ready for this, I don't want a relationship, that he mean that shit. He means that shit.
Then guess what they'll do? Guess what they'll do, Yoshi?
Try to make him a boyfriend.
We can't have, I don't just have casual sex no more.
And them bitches be lying. Y'all be fucking.
Bitch, you just started
y'all
that 16 hours ago. You like, you I know casual. Then it'd be some pussy we already got. So because I already done fucked.
Any bitch that ever get a nigga, like, or take a nigga from somebody, it's because they giving up the coochie fast, usually. Mm. It's because they available, they right there, and they got some pussy to give away, and they don't mind giving it away. They don't care.
They don't
mind fucking you and your homeboy and your homeboy's homeboy and your cousin.
Now, okay, if they fucking
like that shit, I don't understand. If they fucking in
that same family tree type shit, then that's kind of different. A nigga ain't gonna wife that bitch. But if she just giving up some pussy, bro, because she want to fuck and she know she gonna make this nigga feel happy, yeah, of course. Y'all don't even be wanting to fuck like that no more. A nigga got to goddamn. A nigga got to do something to get some pussy.
Hmm.
Some people just giving up
pussy. If I like you, and then I have a high sex drive, I'd be wanting to fuck all the time.
Hell no.
I don't like no nigga who don't want to, you know, like once a week, that's not enough for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I ain't.
Once a week?
No, I ain't once a week, but.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't saying we got to fuck every day. Make me miss it, but like.
Yeah, motherfucker downstream gonna be bouncing.
I don't want to fuck you every day. Every day is just like, oh god.
I know I'm getting tired of that pussy.
Same dick again.
I get tired of that pussy so bad.
But see, and I feel like that's why I talk to females too, because I don't know. I get tired of y'all niggas after a while. I don't have that type of mindset.
I just go get a new bitch.
Yeah, I got it. I think I need to just get me a bitch. I need a girlfriend.
Just get a new bitch, fellas. All that crashing out shit y'all be doing, you want to act tough. You want to act crazy about
niggas
that
really
girl.
Don't be crashing out like that, though.
Shit. Go get a new bitch, man.
Y'all niggas really don't be crashing out like that. Not like how females do. Females, they gonna take it to the internet every time.
John say, nah, y'all be finding the niggas. And the Bible say, he that findeth the wife. Bro, they don't come in their wife size no more.
They do come in wife size. Y'all niggas do not come as a husband. Y'all just want to fuck. And I just feel like because females made it so easy for y'all to fuck, that's why y'all do the shit that y'all do. Y'all, and once you run across a bitch like me who gonna make you, like, you gonna work for this shit, I'm not about to just give you my pussy just because I feel like you fine.
Why the fuck a nigga got to work for some pussy? And
what
that's all
mean?
I'm about to get is pussy and
no,
love. See,
that's
what
I
be
it.
Saying.
If you look
see, that's what I be saying.
How do you feel about fucking
that's
a bitch?
That's what I'm
on
saying.
Quick as hell. You wouldn't make her your wife, would you?
You said, what do you mean?
If you fuck a bitch. Because you be saying double-sided shit about that. You say,
if she talking
if you
like something,
fuck on the first night, you ain't going to judge her. But if she do fuck on the first night, bitch, I don't believe that you don't be fucking.
Okay.
So it's like.
But shit, what I got to do with me? We 33 years old. I'm not going to be the only nigga that you fuck. Ever. Period. If I just came into your life 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks ago.
I ain't expecting you to like get some.
I ain't expecting you to drop all your hoes in 2 weeks either.
Exactly.
Two
so
weeks,
what?
That's crazy. Two weeks, I might not even like you in 2 weeks.
What that got to do with me getting some pussy? What does that have to do with me getting some pussy?
What? What part?
All of it.
All of it.
Shit.
What you mean?
Like, shit, all of it. What does that have to do with me not getting some pussy? Why do
I'm
y'all
not
think
there's going to be a time frame on
why
it?
Why do
y'all
think
I'm not going to make you wait 90 days. I'm not going to say, oh, you got 90
why
days.
Why do you think
you
making a nigga wait is going to, like, put some more seasoning on that pussy or
nah,
something?
Nah, it's not that.
Because what if you got me waiting for some shit that's not worth waiting for?
Oof. God. But
now
I mean,
we got another problem.
Too. What if we finally fuck with y'all and we finally give y'all some pussy and that shit be wet? I done get...
You got a big pussy.
No. Or y'all niggas be fucking too fast. Y'all niggas be coming too quick because y'all can't take a bitch being on top. Y'all niggas don't be fucking. Y'all niggas a lot of y'all niggas can't fuck.
For one, y'all, you got all that rump back there.
Nah, that's
and you
not
think
the
a nigga just gonna keep like, his concentration?
I just feel
a nigga
like
got there and get behind that thing for the first time. That nigga been trying to get behind that shit forever. I that motherfucker get behind that motherfucker boy and that motherfucker get to talking to him.
Oh my god, that's
for one,
you.
For one, that coochie get them. Yeah, and you got ass just a donga. A duck butt, please. I'm done. I'm about that bitch.
So that's what that is.
Second round at mine, though.
Oh my god.
Better go get some honey, nigga. Yeah.
Okay, some of that niggas talking about you got a big pussy. That is not the case. A lot of y'all niggas do not know how to fuck. Y'all think a bitch want to get fucked fast.
Bro, these women don't think they got
and
big
pussy.
Y'all
don't pussies, know how
bro.
To eat pussy.
These women don't
that's
think they
why
got...
I be fucking with bitches because they. They
these
they
women
going.
Don't got. These women think they really don't got a big pussy. So you mean to tell me a dick big as this phone? Like y'all got Pro Max?
Big as that phone? I know
I'm just
not
saying
that wide.
Long.
Oh, okay.
Long. So a dick long as this phone is too little for some of y'all.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
especially
bitches
who been fucking forever. You done
it
been
is.
Fucking 10 plus years,
it is.
15
it
plus
is.
Years.
You
yeah.
ain't got no bottom in that bitch. You might as well throw a rock in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing that nigga can do. And then y'all be getting on this old nigga dick small. You got a big pussy.
But it's not even just
you
that.
Have a very deep vagina.
Niggas be having big dicks, and guess what? They still can't fuck. You can have a big dick and still cannot fuck, still can't get the rhythm, still don't know how to get no pussy,
hey,
still
Josh,
can't take a bitch
hey,
being
Josh,
on top
that
and putting his ass on you. Like, no.
That deep dick pussy, you get that bitch and say, yo.
Yo, chill out. Relax,
big old pussy.
Relax.
Yo, big pussy ass. You need to go get checked. You need to stop getting fucked. That nigga has damaged like your nervous system. If like,
I gotta take a
picture. That nigga damaged your nervous system up,
nervous
bro.
Nervous system.
Y'all let that nigga slam that big old PP in y'all like that, bro. Dick be bigger than y'all. What?
Oh
be
my god.
That bitch name. Then the nigga
shit. Ooh, shit.
So you mean Sam, you get fucked fast with a huge dick? Oh, I know I ain't got no business in here.
You ain't got. Yeah, y'all niggas be fucking too fast.
Oh, boy, that
like,
nigga get the drill in your
I
shit.
I don't like no big ass dick. My hole ain't wide enough for all that.
Hey, I'm telling you, dude.
Quasar.
I like normal coochies, bro. I like coochies that come with normal on it.
How How they coming now? Deep, what it say?
Deep. Deeper than deep the conversation, for real.
Extra wide.
Pussy be deeper than your conversation. Shallow ass conversation, but that pussy is deep. You hear me? That pussy got a deep voice, boy. You could hey. You all know it coming. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never gonna make this bitch nut. This bitch ain't never gonna nut off your dick.
You ain't gonna nut neither if her coochie too big.
Well, I swear to God, boy. I don't know.
I mean, but how do y'all deal with that? How do y'all deal with bad?
I just don't.
You
get
just
no
don't
more.
Fuck it again.
I don't want no more of that shit.
No more.
I'm cool.
But that's how it be with us too. Like when y'all niggas just be trash, and we that never hit y'all again
so
after
one
that.
Time
it's because it was trash.
It be one time. I be cool getting fucked one time anyway. I ain't really tripping. You ain't got to keep coming over here. Because
all you can
me.
Say is like, oh yeah, but I had that pussy though.
No, I mean, I ain't even like really tripping off that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little.
What is that? What the fuck is that, Jay?
Dabbing that bitch, you feel me? Like, you know, you stick your feet in the water and twirl a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't be nothing too major. You feel me? Like, I ain't had no life changing pussy yet.
Josh, shut the fuck up, Josh.
Hey, look, I just told little Shotty, I was like, hey, listen. That nigga acting crazy, but that coochie, you ain't give me that coochie. The same coochie you gave him, I ain't had that one.
Why not?
Because I ain't acting like that.
I mean, he probably ain't never had no good coochie before. He probably used to fucking young bitches who want to get fucked fast.
Damn.
She probably really put that coochie on him for
real.
She
ain't put it on me like that. Because I ain't going to act like that.
Josh talking about them bitches be using them roses too much. That's why they can't connect with
him. Oh, my God. That fucking, that rose defunct that pussy. That pussy don't do nothing no more.
Shit.
Then they be slick with the rose, bro. Like, they don't even like. Then the young niggas be insecure. The young niggas don't want you to pull that toy out. OG, won't you? Come on, bring that rose with you too. We gonna have some waterworks in this motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're damn right.
You hear me? But right. Motherfucker be slick trying to hide that shit, bro. That shit be all up underneath their arm. The next thing you know, just feel that motherfucker vibrating while she on you. I'm like,
I ain't hiding shit.
Bitch, you could let me know.
It's gonna already be on the bed before. Now it's gonna be there. You ain't gotta worry about it. It's, you already know what it's here for.
But if you need fucking, if you need a size 17 dick, you know you gonna use
a size 17.
All right.
A size 17 is crazy.
It's some big pussy bitches out here now.
Big coochies.
Big pussy. Y'all just think that shit normal. You just think everybody dick small. No, bitch. Your pussy is big.
Your pussy is little.
You need to do some squats and Kegel exercises.
Some Kegels for sure. But you know they got a thing where you can get your coochie tight.
You need to go sit in some vinegar and hot water.
That ain't gonna work if you've been fucking for mad long.
Right. I don't like
go get the surgery and
then,
get that
then,
shit.
Then, bro, they be trying to act like they giving us the best pussy of our life, right?
Okay, Ari,
do
right
y'all
by
like
the
that?
It ain't even by the pillow, bitch.
Do y'all like that? Do y'all like that big right hanging in. Ass pussy? I don't like that big hanging ass pussy. Like, that shit just be.
No, I need everything to be inside. I don't need nothing to be hanging out. I need everything
that
to
motherfucker be
in
a little bit.
If I gotta pick it up and tuck it in, I don't want it.
Like, cut that shit off or something. Why that motherfucker
I don't want
be.
Nothing I gotta tuck back in.
Why that motherfucker
keep
be.
It.
Why I be doing
keep
that?
It.
What kind of coochie is that? What kind of coochie do you call that?
Well, that Cortez, where, come on, don't bring no
where inside out like that. Like it just
ooh, good
that
question.
Motherfucker get the dangling on that bitch too, boy. That bitch like a bell. You probably
you
hit that.
Seen that before for real. Oh my god. Well, I would be so scared.
I knew a motherfucker.
Like, girl, get that coochie out
I knew
my
a
face.
Motherfucker
no.
with an ass so big, boy. I couldn't wait to get behind that. So I get behind that shit. She boonked over and all thing I see is that motherfucker goddamn dangling like that. I down there thump that bitch. It's like, motherfucker, like.
I would have been so hurt. Oh my goodness!
Said, Arby's brisket,
hey,
roast sure.
meat, that roast extra meat on that motherfucker. You got double meat on that motherfucker. Boy. That big,
she
that,
got the meats for real. Like, oh no!
them be the one telling your dick small, motherfucker. You didn't overuse this. This
overly
motherfucker
that
got there came inside out, boy. Don't tell me this hereditary. This come from you fucking. Did that motherfucker
that
be,
coochie probably is hereditary.
That motherfucker
her grandma
be,
probably had that. Shit, her great grandma probably had that shit too.
That shit be purple, gray.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah, definitely don't put that shit in my face. Mm-mm. Get it away from me. Get it away. I don't even want a scissor no more.
Them be the bitches that had that mohawk on that motherfucker.
And that shit doing that, y'all. Big hanging take it all off. Pussy. Why are y'all leaving a strip on there?
Well, don't you bring no big hanging hair pussy over here to me. I swear to Jesus, I ain't gonna get hard. That bitch gonna be a flat tire sitting there. Oh, Jesus, but I'm not doing it like that, bro. Mm-mm. Fuck that. That shit do be slack, though. Why that shit do that?
What, be hanging?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You gotta go get that motherfucker burnt, though. They got the salt of that off.
Purple gray.
That bitch hanging like a mole on that bitch.
Some of the same ones that say they celibate. Bitch, anybody that just come out of nowhere and be like, oh, I'm celibate, I'm on this journey. Bitch, bro, stop lying. You just fucked 30 niggas this year.
If a motherfucker celibate, bro.
That means you fucking too much.
When motherfuckers come out and say they celibate, I just automatically assume you done got burnt.
Yeah. Or you done gave that shit what too make you
wanna be? What make you want to be celibate for Facebook?
You was fucking
too much. Don't even go pray to God and nothing. You just, oh, I ain't giving up no pussies no more. Y'all need to be proud of me.
We don't give a fuck. That's you not giving up that pussy. That's just the being stop
fucking. God damn, bro. I'm talking about them auditorium
drinks.
That motherfucker be hanging, boy. That motherfucker.
This is why you started to thump it.
You damn nigga.
Are you serious?
You damn nigga can hear that shit. You get the goddamn.
Oh,
bro, you'll never forget that feeling, bud.
How do it feel? Do it feel different? With the extra meat.
I don't want it
with
no
the
more.
Extra meat on there. Like, how does it feel?
I don't want it no God. More with all that motherfucker just hanging out like that, bro.
Oh, God.
That shit don't even be looking
okay,
right.
Okay, Jalen, you know you done been fucking too much if you got to take a break. You need to take a break. You've been out here.
You've been slanging that motherfucker.
You've been
she probably can't
throwing
even
that pussy on everybody, smacking it on
she,
everybody.
She can't nut no more, bro. She can't nut no more. She nutted out. She got the rolls.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't nut no more. Oh, yeah, you done went too far. You can't nut no more. That rose, yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
That rose did that shit.
Oh God, but hey, don't let the motherfucker tell me they celibate. Oh, bitch, you burning.
Stop saying.
A lot of times though, when a you ever know like a motherfucker want to give you some pussy and they just don't. I just assume they got something they ain't want to give it to you. So I take it for face value. You know what I'm saying, like. Okay, maybe she's saving me. Then I just depending on the certain niggas, God. The certain niggas you
stop,
dealing
you
with.
Stop, you got me tearing up. Chill.
The certain niggas you be dealing with. Ew, we. The right name, the a certain name will make be like.
Like you fucked her? What?
It one nigga. I ain't bitch, gonna call her name. You. When I see that nigga like your picture, you automatically off.
He just liking it though.
I know he just slid in that DM because that nigga they be ready. That nigga is.
That don't
pussy.
Mean he got her though.
I don't give a fuck. You probably replied back. Just by you replying back, it's enough for me.
Josh, shut the fuck up.
What Josh said?
Talk about my hands. I know her hand warm underneath that thigh. Ah! Wait, just said that first. He's talking about.
Hold on, stand up on y'all. Never see something.
Oh, I didn't stand up.
You didn't stand up today.
Oh my gosh, come y'all.
On. Hey, this what y'all be coming here for. This is. Come on. Come on, come on. They ain't ready. They ain't ready. God, you got to get in the light. Oh, okay, God. Then. Okay, then. Wiggle it.
Hell no.
Word. No, nigga, don't text my phone, bro, because you didn't see me do nothing. I was looking at the computer screen the whole time. Don't text my phone by Nathaniel.
Who gonna text?
Hey, you know how you get. Look.
What you mean?
Can you get your mic? Get your mic.
Sorry, y'all.
Look, yams. And that Thanksgiving dinner right there, boy. That, hey, y'all can feed the homeless.
Hey, look, I'm going to get a quick shout out.
Who you going to shout out?
I'm going to shout out Yaya.
Oh,
like, if you see that she posts that she's selling plates, go on and get you one. You okay. Will not be disappointed. Got one.
I'm just waiting on her to bring back that Salmon Alfredo.
Man, I bought one from her this week. I bought one from her Sunday. Okay. I had to sit in her. It was so good. I sat in her yard and ate half the plate. it was good. That shit was good, boy.
Bro,
if you see her selling, go ahead and
she be cooking.
Go ahead and buy one. Definitely.
What Jalen Payne said look like what?
Look like two hogs in the corn stack.
Oh, all right. Hey, but that's too much to have for me. Can't do nothing with it. Nice to look at. I know me.
That's what I be trying to tell niggas.
2 minutes.
Don't even get up here acting like
30 seconds.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that Salmon Club was. Yeah, I gotta run that back.
Salmon Club?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Salmon Club. Put it on Texas toast, but I toast the bread. That shit's so motherfucking good.
Look at my mom.
Lettuce, tomato, bacon.
I want a cheesecake. Mom, you got a husband. Okay.
Quasia, she talking about I should have ate her ass next.
Quasia. What you say?
Thank you, Jalen.
What Quasia say?
Tama, you say you were in her yard and ate the plate. Should have ate her ass next.
He's sleeping, ain't he? You should just ask. What's she gonna say? What's she gonna say? I just want to spit in that room right quick. She probably would have said, yeah.
No.
She probably would have said, yeah. You probably gonna sleep with that one.
Oh my God, chill.
Talking about my baby. All right, man. You get whatever you want, bro. My mom's so aggravated. Mom, don't come on here with that.
It's your birthday.
She ain't come on here telling me about no birthday. She's talking about her cheesecake.
Oh.
She wanted a cheesecake for her birthday.
Oh, yeah, get her a cheesecake. I can make her a little personal. She ain't even got to get a whole big one.
Well, you make it then. For free.
I mean, I can. For your mama.
Okay, then.
I'll make her a little, yeah.
Okay, all right. You hear that, Mom?
I got you, Kim.
You hear that,
Miss Crawford. I'm sorry if Kim's too formal.
No, she good. She good with that Kim. She don't even,
okay.
She only like feeling old.
Kim, inbox me. I got you.
What'd she say? You sat in the yard and you said
we should ate her ass next.
Them boy be scared of y'all, man. What can a girl say other than no? I mean, I don't suggest you just be around here asking people, let me eat your ass now. Cause I ain't eating no ass.
You don't eat ass? I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. You don't play in ass and none of that, right? I mean, you might put a little thumb, but that's it.
If I'm feeling spicy, I'll put a thumb in that bit. But other than that,
I don't really want nobody.
But y'all niggas that, hey, listen, boy, you gay. You gay now. You like, just stick your dick in booky hole. Okay. Appreciate it, man. I appreciate the birthday wish. Yeah, you gay.
That's scary. Like,
you can't wait
to be tight.
You can't wait a week. You can't wait a week to win. You want to play in shit.
Nah.
I can wait.
Niggas don't be caring. Some niggas will lay down a towel. You run the red lights and shit.
Oh no.
Y'all can't niggas do be doing that. But that's that voodoo.
Can't do it. Mm-mm.
Come on, can't Jay drunk and eat an asshole. No, sir. Quasia. Hell no. Mm-mm. I ain't never been that drunk. I ain't gonna lie though.
So you ain't never ate ass. Mm-hmm. Never.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have ate ass. You ain't like it. Why you ain't like it?
It feel weird. It gotta be like, why?
I mean, was it not bald like her coochie? Mm-hmm. What it feel like? I ain't never ate no ass. That's what I'm asking.
You know, y'all asshole be kind of tight. Like, y'all be having that bitch come to squint. You ever ran? You ran your mock off that bitch. That bitch don't feel good. I'll stick on that pussy. Y'all be scared, bro. I'm be scared. You might poon or something, man. Oh.
Oh my God! Now she do that. She just
niggas
really
sitting there eating them all, but too good. That just slide out.
He said from the root
to the tutor. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it depends. Now, if it my coochie, oh yeah, for sure.
If it's your coochie, you gonna do all that?
Oh yes, sir. Yeah, so I'm gonna spit in that mouth and
And you gonna let your girl like lick your gooch and stuff?
Fuck no! What the
That's
fuck?
That's too far. That's too close.
What the fuck is she talking about? I don't even want you sucking my balls.
Oh yeah, you did say you don't like this. Does that hurt? Like what does that feel that like? Shit. Does that do anything for y'all?
You too ticklish.
I feel like y'all
me.
Just like for them to be massaged.
I'm ticklish. That's all you gotta do to me besides them motherfuckers. Don't put your mouth all on that motherfucker. What is that doing?
And then why are y'all sucking it like that? Y'all just suck one ball at a time. What does that do for y'all? Why y'all do that?
That shit don't even look good on camera, man. I'll fast forward past that shit. This shit on my motherfucking phone, man. That nigga sitting there. Nobody want that shit, man.
Stay on
the shaft, man.
Oh shit.
Other than that, we ain't got nothing else to worry about. I do not want you. No, I do you dick my gooch. You know how far a nigga legs gotta go. So you mean to
you
tell
really
me?
You don't. Like, okay.
Oh, and you niggas who get your butt ate, y'all. All right. Now you gay.
Y'all is freaky as hell.
In only two ways.
To get your ass ate.
You laying,
like
you laying.
I want a man to tell me how are you doing.
You laying down, sniper style.
Just,
sniper.
You laying on your tummy. You put a little pillow on your stomach. You lay it nervous out, or you let that girl lift your legs up.
Now, if you let a girl lift your legs up, you doing too much.
That girl spit in your ass.
I don't want no nigga who get too
gonna let a motherfucker
behind that motherfucking head.
You gonna let a motherfucker intentionally spit in your room? I don't know about. I got hair in my ass.
Niggas who be getting their ass, they usually get like waxed and you know.
You get your ass. You already gay. You get your ass wet.
Niggas be getting their ass. Yeah. If you get your ass at, you better not be hairy. That shit better be clean. Like,
yo.
I asked the girl why she did it. She said it was a crazy night. They was doing a lot of shit that night, and
we ain't never gonna do that.
They've been doing it since then.
Whatever it is that y'all, that one y'all, that would happen when y'all drink that cheap ass liquor. You letting them girls get the licking in your rump and shit.
What's the cheap liquor?
Tito's.
I was about to say that. I was about to say Tito's.
Jose Cuervo.
For sure.
But, yeah. What she say? What'd that say?
Man, I'm a freak. Fuck what you talking about.
Why my
I'm a grease a nigga down in KY jelly.
What?
Y'all really be letting these motherfuckers fuck y'all like that too.
Yeah.
Real talk. Y'all be letting them motherfuckers goddamn rub like on your ass. A motherfucker get to smack you on your butt when you walking by. Nigga, ooh, you queer.
I ain't doing that.
You better get right. You better take control of your life back, boy. There ain't no love, nigga.
I feel like y'all niggas be a little too freaky. Y'all feel like every female want a nigga who's too freaked out. We don't like that shit. I mean, right. At least I'm gonna speak for my age bracket. I don't like that shit. That's what you doing too
Quasar. Quasar, I can't eat no man ass.
Yeah, I'm not eating no man ass. What? You know what? How much what? A man do during the day, Quasar?
So what do y'all do when that girl eating your ass? Like, because if you hit this mode, right, because you know, like, when you hit that hookah and you get that.
That's what they doing. If their legs is up in the air, ain't no telling how they looking in the bed. But if you're laying on your stomach and you got your ass tooted up,
that nigga what eyes are you thinking rolling. About? What's he say? It's a bad boy season.
Wow.
A nigga allowing it is gay. Yeah, I'm not eating no man, but I ain't eating no girl, but I definitely ain't eating no man, but man ass.
If you can lay there and let that woman licking your ass,
then y'all niggas don't even be washing y'all ass for. Y'all niggas do not be washing in y'all ass for. Y'all need to open that crack up and get in y'all ass. That's why that should be having peanut butter in y'all motherfucking drawers. Y'all don't want to wash y'all ass. Wash your ass. It's not that hard.
You better run the baby.
And listen, they got
dual wipes. Nah, nigga, you should have no excuse. Them shit's flushable now.
They definitely do have dual wipes. For
no,
sure.
Goddamn, come on now. Them little dinkleberries and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, it beats smears. Like, y'all too big for that. Too grown. Like, no.
What you say? I get my ass ate. But can't do the eating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's different.
Man, Quasar be goddamn rough, bro. Quasar, you got to start acting like that, bro.
Acting like what?
Quasar be acting like she ain't got them. For one, Quasar.
Josh, please shut the fuck up.
What's it? What he say?
Give a visual of how they need to wash it.
Go ahead. Show them people how to wash it.
Y'all need to open your ass up, and y'all need to let that water and get that rag, and y'all need to get up in there. Y'all need to get in there.
I don't think that's the demonstration they was looking for, man.
No. I can't really show y'all how.
All right, man, y'all trying to get us banned, bro.
Y'all trying to get me, okay, off of Facebook. Y'all know how Facebook is.
Then, bro, we already lost one co-host. We're going to lose another one, bro. Motherfuckers be telling each other, bro, that nigga got you standing up on his show and shit, man. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Bro, you know you got down fucking with, you fucking other bitches too, nigga. I ain't touching. Nah. She can stand up. Matter of fact, stand up.
See? What?
Josh want to see.
Josh. Somebody take me through there. All right, Josh. You must be on that motherfucking tequila,
nah,
too.
Nah, that goddamn. Quasar say finish up. What the hell I'll be acting like? You act like you just came home from prison sometime. I'll be scared of you. No. I feel for that nigga, too. His name is Dez. I'll be scared for Dez,
too. He already know the drill. Quasar don't fucking play. That's one thing I know. Quasar do not motherfucking
one
play.
One thing I know
is strict over there.
That nigga falls in line though. Yeah. You don't be bullshit with that nigga.
My program is very strict.
What is it? What I'm around seeing that nigga popping shit one day, the next day I see that nigga falling in line. I said, but that got that Quasar don't play.
Quasar got that thing.
I'm scared of Quasar.
Quasar probably got that snapper for real. You got.
Well, Quasar probably be fucking that nigga with the mean face, riding that dick with your game face on.
Ha 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 ha. I don't agree with him. Oh my God. He trying to make it seem like you really.
Matter of fact, just pull up to my mama's house tomorrow. You hear what that man said?
Oh shit.
That man said pull up to his mama's house tomorrow.
Oh, Miss Glenette. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I've been crying this whole episode. Y'all too fucking
right, yeah. Hey, this is what crazy. What crazy is it? Wait. What's it saying?
Quasar. You said jail, what?
Quasar, oh, Quasar, ain't you been pulling 187 before? Well, I'm scared of Quasar, what? First time I see Quasar, I'm scrolling over the page. I see the fucking goddamn monitor. I said, whoa. Either you're a getaway driver or you're doing the shoot.
And she's definitely period.
She definitely hanging out the window on your ass. Let freedom ring. What question? What? I think scared of you, but dance, boy. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, though. Cause you got
shit.
You got some shit on your hands, they brother. I be noticing how people even talk to Quasar. People don't know how you even talk to Quasar.
She's straight. She's strict. She's too strict. She's too strict.
Quasar's gonna do something
she's
to you.
Like, bitch, you was out where? I'm like, whoa. slow down.
Grab the wall. Like, bro, I'm telling you, boy. Quasar don't even smile at her pictures for real. she just do this. No, that motherfucker ain't bullshit.
She said she ain't gotta be friendly.
That motherfucker ain't bullshit with you. Oh, shit. Goddamn. What that bitch got down? Hey, man. Quasar, one, you be safe, thug missus. You feel what I'm saying? You be safe, thug missus. But listen, I'm about to slide up out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to enjoy the rest of my birthday. You feel me? About to go get drunk. Probably go grab some food. Where y'all want to meet me at? I see Oasis. Okay, all right, yeah, man. You've been tuned to another episode of Peace the Podcast with Boy Jay with Ink and the lovely Miss Yaya Black. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna stand up for you no more now. So, peace. See you next week, gang.
You seem to hate me, but these other niggas with me want me. They hard, they broke, they get a minute from me. Arguments are routine. I guess you would rather. Out of the ring, got a new team, feeling just like KD. I run a game, how I gon' let you play me? We supposed to be each other's safety. And lately, this shit been getting harder. No, I got your back forever, like my daughter. Got you as a 10 forever.